Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We got Tarun here with us.
Hey, everyone.
And welcome to the Space Jam. I was waiting a whole week to say that. Wasn't worth it, was it?
No, it never is. Whenever you wait to say something, it's never worth it.
So we're going to be talking about Space Jam this week. So Space Jam, A New Legacy. But we'll touch on the previous 1996 version of the original Space Jam as well. We were also meant to review Snake Eyes this week, but we haven't had a chance to watch it because we're in lockdown. So hopefully we can watch that next week. But this week we'll focus on Space Jam, and there's a lot to talk about, actually. So let's get straight into it. So I've got a bit of background, and then we can jump into our thoughts of it spoiler-free, and then we can jump into our spoilers later on in the episode. So I'll put all the links, the timestamps to these sections in the description of the episode, and you can skip to whichever section you want to. Bit of background. This is directed by Malcolm D. Lee. I looked at what he's directed in the past. So he's directed most of the movies that I haven't heard of. So I'll give you the list and tell me if you've seen any of these. The Best Man.
Nope.
Undercover Brother.
Nope.
Roll Bounce.
What?
Roll Bounce. R-O-L-L. Bounce. In 2005.
No.
Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, in 2008.
I wish I'd seen that.
Soul Men, also in 2008. And then Scary Movie 5, which, I mean, I haven't seen it, but obviously it's part of the Scary Movie franchise. Best Man Holiday, The Best Man Holiday.
Did a sequel to that first one.
Oh, it must be, yeah, The Best Man, and then The Best Man Holiday. And then 2016, Barbershop, The Next Cut.
I think I've heard of that movie. I'm pretty sure it has that guy. His name starts with T.
T?
T, yeah. Who's in it?
It is with Ice Cube.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else then. Yep, fair enough.
Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, Regina Hall, Anthony Anderson.
No, I haven't heard of it.
And then after that, he did Girls Trip, which I have heard of.
Yeah, that's meant to be all right.
And then he did Night School with Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, sure. The Kevin Hart one.
Yeah.
That's also meant to be not the worst.
And then he's done this movie, Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Which is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay, well, spoilers for the review. We'll get into your thoughts on it in a second. And then are you looking forward to his next movie, which is the Hot Wheels movie?
No, I'm not looking forward to it at all. Actually, I'm never watching anything made by this guy ever again.
Okay.
To be fair, it might not be his fault, but this movie's trash.
Okay. Well, you'll hear my thoughts in a second. So in terms of development, let's talk about the first Space Jam. You were obviously very young when it came out in 1996, but do you remember watching it?
Yeah, on TV. I don't think I watched it in the cinemas, but it was on TV like every month.
Yeah, I don't think I watched it in the cinemas either, but I did watch it on VHS a couple of times. I remember watching it on VHS because we used to watch it forwards, and then we watch it backwards and you rewind it on VHS. So you, I don't know why we did that, but we did that.
The first Space Jam movie is not a good movie either, but I like it.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's, I don't know if it's just nostalgia value. Not that I didn't like love the first Space Jam. I don't remember as a kid going like, this is the best movie ever, but I liked it as a kid.
I like the part when the monsters steal all the powers of the players.
Basketball players, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's some good parts in that. I think in that Bugs Bunny and all the other Looney Tunes, they're the ones that have, they need the help, right? They ask for Michael Jordan to come.
Yeah, they enlist Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so they get Michael Jordan to come help them, whereas this is sort of a reversal of that, but we'll get into the story in a second. But did you know that there were multiple other sequels to Space Jam that were planned, but this was the only one that was actually made?
Yeah, yeah, I know. There was Skate Jam with Tony Hawk, Skate Jam. Other one was the golf one. I don't know what they called it.
Golf Jam.
Was it called Golf Jam?
I think so. Okay. Yeah,
well, Tiger that's Woods. Horrible, Dad. Tiger Woods. And there was one more.
There was one called Race Jam with a NASCAR driver. And there's one called Spy Jam with Jackie Chan.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently, there was another one where it was a direct sequel to Space Jam where Warner Brothers got a new head. And the new head didn't want the old Looney Tunes anymore. He wanted like new CGI characters. So he finds a clause in the contracts of the Looney Tunes saying that they need high school education, and none of them have high school education, so they end up going back to high school. And this applies to all Warner Brothers employees. So apparently Keanu Reeves hasn't graduated high school. So apparently Keanu Reeves was going to be in it. And it would have been Keanu Reeves and the Looney Tunes in high school. And it would have been like a Breakfast Club situation.
But with School Jam?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it had a title, but yeah, I guess School Jam works. Yeah. High School Jam. Yeah, but it would have been Keanu Reeves and the Looney Tunes in high school.
All of those could potentially have been better than this. Yeah, like legitimately, they all could have been potentially better than this. But it set a low bar, so it's like anything can be better than this.
So
a guy shitting on the street, taking video of a guy shitting on the street can be better than this.
Well, okay.
Anything's possible, yeah.
So apart from that, they did have a spiritual sequel to Space Jam, which was Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I didn't mind that, actually. Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser. Apparently, that didn't do that well, so they cancelled all the other sequels to Space Jam until this one. All right, in terms of release, so this was released a couple of weeks ago in theaters and also on HBO Max. So for those in the US, they can watch it on HBO Max. And running time, it's 115 minutes. We'll talk about that. In terms of budget, this is a pretty big budget movie. So it cost $150 million, which is the same amount that I think Black Widow cost. LeBron James, is this the first movie he's ever been in?
No. I've seen the other movie he's in. He's in Trainwreck. It's actually all right in it.
So apart from Trainwreck, he's also in some other movies. So he did a voice in the movie Smallfoot.
Haven't seen that.
Which is a Warner Bros. Animated movie as well. And then he was in Square Roots, the story of SpongeBob SquarePants in 2009. Obviously another voice, or maybe he was actually in it, I don't know. And then in 2008, he was in a movie called More Than a Game as himself as well.
I think that's a documentary.
And Trainwreck, he was playing himself? Or was he a character?
Yeah, he's playing himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lead character in Trainwreck is a surgeon for
LeBron.
Sports stars.
And a couple of footnotes on this movie. So Terrence Nance was the original director of this movie and left during the production because of creative differences. And then Malcolm D. Lee was put in his place. Bradford Young was initially the cinematographer but exited during the production, also due to creative differences. And then they got another cinematographer in. Hans Zimmer was initially the composer of the film's score, but due to unknown reasons, he was replaced by Chris Bowers. And Lola Bunny's longtime voice actress, Kath Soucie, was initially announced to reprise the role, and later Zendaya replaced her. Apparently, she already recorded all the lines as well. Obviously, there was some stuff happening in the background with this movie where people were just leaving.
Yeah, because it's shit. So they jumped off board before while they could.
Okay, so you've made your thoughts very clear on this movie. So what was the story of this one?
The story quotation marks. There's LeBron and he's got his son. It's not his actual son. It's just some bloke. What's his name?
The son's name?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since I've seen this, so I tried to erase it from my memory. So.
I don't know the actor. Is he like a known actor?
No. What's his name in the movie?
Oh, what's his name in the movie? Dom.
Dom, which is not his actual son's name. His actual son's name is Bronny, which is also a very bad name.
That's his older son, right? Bronny James.
Bronny James, yeah.
Yeah, that's his elder son. But this is his second son in the movie? Like, his older son's in the movie too. He's got 3 kids, right?
Yeah, he's got 3. In this movie, he's got 3. I don't know how many he has in real life.
I think he has 3 in real life as well. So it's Bronny, and I think Bronny James is like 16 or something. He's pretty...
He's 17. He's going to be drafted next year. The theory is, to talk about basketball for a little bit, that LeBron James' contract ends at the Lakers next year, and Bronny James is going to get drafted next year. So he's going to play for whichever team drafts Bronny James. So they're going to have father-son combo.
Oh, so they're going to play together.
That's what he wants to do.
Well, he must have had his kid pretty young, because he's 37?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think there's a bit of a gap between his older son and his second son, and then even more of a gap between his... because his daughter's, like, really young. His daughter's, like, 5 years old or something. Talking about basketball again, just before we jump back in the story, have you heard the story about when LeBron came to Lakers, when he came to LA, and then Ibrahimovic... The football player, he tweeted
that... The soccer player,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he tweeted that the God and the King are both in Los Angeles now. And then LeBron sent Ibrahimovic his jersey, like a Lakers jersey, a LeBron Lakers jersey. And then Ibrahimovic signed it and sent it back to LeBron.
It's an interesting bloke, that Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, generally what you do is, if LeBron sends you a jersey, you keep it and you like frame it. But
you send a jersey back to him as well. You send your jersey back to him.
They should do a football version of Space Jam with Ibrahimovic, because he's in LA anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Continue. What's the story of this one?
His son makes video games, but LeBron wants him to play basketball.
Yeah, so essentially he's not a great father. I wonder if he's like this in real life.
You would hope not. And then, yeah, Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle's a computer, and Don Cheadle wants LeBron to be, I don't know, what he wants him to be in his movies or some shit. I don't know. This bullshit, this is the biggest bullshit. Don Cheadle wants him to be in a movie, and he doesn't want to, so he... takes LeBron into a computer and he's like, you play me in basketball now.
Essentially, that's what happens. So Don Cheadle is an algorithm named LG Rhythm. So,
oh my God.
They got very creative with that name. And then I think what he wants is, like, he's come up with some, he's like, oh, LeBron's like super famous. He's got so many social media followers. So if we make a movie with him, Warner Bros. Is going to make a lot of money. So
this part of the movie actually wasn't part of the movie. That's the planning process for this movie. They filmed the planning process for this movie and they're like, let's just put this in. Yeah, let's just put this in.
Yeah, let's just put this in. And the funny part is,
I legitimately think this movie was made by an algorithm. This movie was made by an algorithm.
Probably, like, I wouldn't be, it feels like it is, because it's like it's kind of looked at movies that were successful using this sort of formula. And then it's like, let's see what Warner Brothers has. And let's see what we can do to make a similar movie that will make a lot of money. So what algorithms do is they use historical data to predict future data, essentially. So that's essentially what's happening here. That's what some algorithms do anyway. They're smarter algorithms, but this one's not that smart. It's Don Cheadle. So.
And his name's LG Rhythm.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Just let that settle for a little bit.
So we can jump into the positives and negatives. So obviously you've got a lot more negatives, but I'll start with
I got one positive.
Okay.
I got one positive for this movie.
Okay, what is it?
And that's it. There's this one part where there's this cameo and it was pretty funny.
Okay, there's one good joke.
Do you want me to tell what the cameo was?
We'll do it in
no
spoilers,
one cares.
But yeah.
No one cares. But yeah, there's this one cameo and it's funny, but that's it. The rest of it, I hated it.
So I've got a couple more positives. I'm not as negative on this as you, maybe because you tempered my expectations. You told me that this is the worst movie you ever seen, so I was like, wow, this must be pretty bad. And when I watched it, it wasn't that bad. It's still bad, but it's not that bad. So I think in terms of positives, it's got a bit of heart. I think the first Space Jam, it didn't really have that much of a story, right? It was like the Looney Tunes wanted Michael Jordan to help them win a basketball game. That was the story. Here it's a bit more like it's father-son dynamic. LeBron's a bad father and he has to...
Yeah, look, it could work, but everyone in this movie is the worst actor ever, so it doesn't work. You feel nothing because everyone is so bad at acting.
But yeah, I give them a bit of credit for trying something a little bit different, I guess. And then it's got an updated premise for 2021. So the first one was in space. That's why it was called Space Jam, because it was about aliens playing basketball.
No, it's not in space. The first one's not in space. Well, the aliens come from space.
Come from space. So it's...
But it's based
it's about aliens.
Based on Earth. Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. But where do they play? They play in the Toon...
The Toon world is like... It's like in the Earth. It's like
into the Earth. Yeah, that's right. It's in the Earth. But the basketball game itself is on Earth, right? It's just in normal.
No, it's in the Toon world, isn't it?
Is it in Toon world? How does Bill Murray turn up?
He goes into the hole in the golf course.
Okay, yeah. I think you're right. I haven't seen the original Space Jam in a while. But yeah, anyway, the first movie is about aliens. This one's about the cyber world. So it's like a Spizer. It's a cyberspace. It's about cyber. It's Cyberspace Jam. Maybe they should have called it that.
Wouldn't have made the movie better, but.
But yeah, it's about an algorithm that creates different worlds. And then there's this dispersed in the Warner Brothers universe. Like, it's called the Serververse, where all the Warner Brothers properties live. So it's like Game of Thrones and DC and Harry Potter and Matrix and everything. So they touch on that. It tries to do that. There have been movies that have done this better already. So Ready Player One and Ralph Breaks the Internet both did a similar thing as this, but they both probably did it better. And we'll get into that in negatives. And then I thought the Looney Tunes were okay. I'm not a Looney Tunes guy, but I thought they were all right in this.
I didn't find them very funny. I don't know if I've ever really found them that funny. It's very slapstick. It's not my thing.
But I think kids will like this movie. I think kids will like this movie like we enjoyed the original Space Jam.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that good.
I think it's got...
Compared to the...
It's got stuff that kids will like. It's got...
Well, my boss's kids went and watched this movie, and he said they normally, like, rave about a movie after they see it. They enjoyed it for what it was, but then they...
Forgot it.
Like, they forgot it in, like, a day.
Fair enough. Yeah. So I think kids will enjoy it while they watch it, but they probably won't remember it afterwards.
And when we say kids, like, this is going to appeal to, like, five-year-olds.
Yeah, little kids.
Yeah.
Not like teens or...
But the bullshit in this is, it's like, it's meant to, it appeals to five-year-olds. And then they're referencing, like, the 1990 Matrix and, like, Game of Thrones and Rick and Morty. It's like, why are you referencing this stuff? The kids don't know what this stuff
is. They won't understand it. Yeah, like, they reference the Matrix, Harry Potter. They reference Casablanca, which is, like... How's that even, like, is that such a big property for Warner Brothers that it had to be in this movie? Yeah. I didn't understand that. Like, are they trying to get 80-year-olds in to watch this? Are they trying to appear to
So it's like, years? Yeah, it's made for kids, but you're trying to reference all these products to bring in all the older people as well. So I don't think it's made for kids. They tried to get everyone in. It's not good. It's not good for everyone. Like, the kids might enjoy it for what it is. But the kids enjoyed Boss Baby as well, and that's a shit movie. So,
I guess we're in the negatives now. So I think it's a bad attempt at putting together Warner Brothers properties. Like I said, there have been better ways of doing this. I think Ralph Breaks the Internet is probably the best version of trying to do this sort of meta, bringing in properties of a certain studio and like putting it all into one movie. So Ralph Breaks the Internet did that with all the Disney stuff, and it had like some Marvel stuff in it, some Star Wars stuff in it. It made sense because that was where he goes into the internet. He surfs the internet, essentially. So, and it made sense. And I think Ready Player One, that was about a game. I guess it sort of made sense in that movie as well. And it was probably better done than what it was in this movie. I think this movie it's a little bit too... It feels like they're trying too hard to do this. Like they're forcing it into the premise.
The thing about the references is... There is, if you take out this reference, it doesn't change the story one bit because they chuck in these references at a blistering pace, by the way. It's like a 10-minute montage where they're just like reference, 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 reference right after each other. And it's not funny because it's just, oh, look, it's the Matrix and the grannies in the Matrix. Oh, look, it's Casablanca and this dude's this Looney Tunes dude is in Casablanca. It's not a reference. It's just people in stuff.
And there was like a Mad Max thing as well, and there was a DC thing, and it's all within 10 minutes. You're right. So it's not like they're So they have that. Obviously, there's a basketball game at the end of the game. At the end of the movie, there's a basketball game, and the crowd is all these characters. Except it's like the characters they have are like really bad to average cosplay, like what you'd see at Comic Con, but like not even good versions of that, like pretty bad versions of that.
And if anything, it's just distracting because you're looking at the back. It's like, who's that guy dressed as Danny DeVito penguin in Batman? Yeah. It's like, why is this guy here?
Yeah, it's like really cheap. It's like what you would, like a Halloween costume, but you ran out of time and it's like the 29th of October and you quickly have to get a costume and you run to the store and you get something. It's that quality.
So none of the references move the story forward and none of them are that funny. The only thing that was funny was this one cameo. That was it. And the rest is not funny.
I think the basketball game was...
The basketball game was okay.
Yeah, I think the basketball game was all right. Yeah.
There was some cool stuff in the basketball game. I'll admit that. It was okay. But other than that, the rest is... There's this sequence at the start where LeBron becomes animated. It's in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. But that is the worst sequence. Like, that whole sequence where he's animated, just the worst.
I didn't mind some parts of that. It's not as great. And as you said, the acting is... not good. LeBron is... Do you think Michael Jordan was better than LeBron? I don't know. I think they're...
Nah, probably not. They're probably equivalent.
Yeah, they're probably about the same. He doesn't really have to act that... He's playing himself, so he doesn't really have to act that much in this.
But there's some really bad acting. Like seriously bad stuff in this. I have a feeling they animated him because he was that bad at acting, so they're like, oh, let's just animate him for a while.
Let's just do this in animation. Yeah, like there's a couple of scenes where he's meant to get, like, emotional, and they actually don't show him. Like, he's, like, getting emotional with his son, but they don't show him. They show his son instead. You can't go that wrong acting as yourself, so I didn't think he was that bad. The Looney Tunes weren't in it. Like, they were in it, but I think that the other reason they made this movie was to try to make Looney Tunes more accessible and more popular with the current generation, and I don't think it does. In short, any other negatives? Anything we missed?
Oh, well, the whole movie's a big negative. So.
Yeah, I'm not as negative on this as you are. I think it has some redeeming qualities. I think the basketball game was okay. I think that premise of like an algorithm in this current age, because a lot of corporations use algorithms to drive decision making, so it wouldn't surprise me if Warner Brothers, like, this feels like a product of an algorithm, like you said. It doesn't feel like it's a satire on the current system. It feels like it's a product of the current system where they're just churning out movies just formulate movies, like looking at what was successful, putting that together, mashing it together, and try to make a movie that makes money, essentially. So it feels like a product of that rather than being a satire of that. But yeah, I thought there was a couple of redeeming features. The animation was okay. It was the 2D animation in that section, which you really hate.
The 3D animation's trash. At the end where they become 3D, that looks trash.
But
the
2D part was okay. I thought it was all right.
That part was just so, I told you this after I came out, but when they did this 2D animation part, we're jumping into spoilers. It's a cognitive regression for me. It's a cognitive regression for you?
Yeah. I think the negatives outweigh the positives, but it's not the worst movie I've ever seen. I don't think it's the worst movie we've reviewed on this podcast.
No, I think it is.
I think The Nun was worse than this.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, but anyway, the 2D animation scene, there's this, he goes into Toon World and he like meets up with Bugs, and it's like, it's going at like a blistering pace. Like all this stuff's happening. Like Bugs draws like a tunnel on a wall, and then he goes through the wall, and then like he comes out in a car. It's like all this stuff's happening. And then they're talking in the background and they're like moving the story along. And then while all this was happening, this guy behind me just goes, "This is shit." And I had to agree with him because it was shit. It was so bad.
So the guy in the cinema, while you're watching it, he's...
Yeah, random bloke. Reaction. Yeah.
Okay.
That was his immediate reaction.
I think that part was definitely rushed when he goes into the Toon World, and there's just blatant... Okay, so we're in full spoilers now. So if you haven't watched the movie and you actually care about spoilers, come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. But there's blatant product placement as well. So he lands in the Toon World. He lands as a Nike symbol as well. I'm like, why? And then obviously they've kind of put in all these references. So like when he falls through the serververse, you see like all the different worlds. And like every time he goes into a different world, there's like music for that world as well. So every time they go into the Harry Potter world, it's like the Harry Potter music for no reason.
But it's like it doesn't do anything. Like those characters don't form any part of the story in the whole thing. So it's like, oh, okay, there's this Harry Potter universe in this. Is Harry Potter going to do something to help Michael Jordan, help LeBron James do something in the basketball game? No, it's just there so he can say, oh, I'm a Hufflepuff. Who cares? I don't care if you're a Hufflepuff, LeBron.
Yeah, we don't care. And there's a section of the movie where he's meant to be recruiting people for his team to take on his son. I guess Bugs Bunny has a bit of a story where all the Looney Tunes leave the Toon World because it's not good or whatever. Like there's other better worlds in Warner Brothers, so they will leave and only Bugs Bunny stays. So he has this motive to like get everyone back together. So that's his thing. So he gets all the Looney Tunes together, despite LeBron saying that they should get other characters. So I think this movie would have probably worked better if they did get some of the other characters. But anyway, they don't have that many references. Like there's a part in the DC animated universe where Bugs is Batman and LeBron is Robin, I think, for a little bit. Again, it lasts like a minute.
I think, look, you'd like this if you just like... If you like scenes, like if you go onto YouTube and watch montages of people referencing things in movies, so like, do you know that scene in Batman and Robin when Batman goes, "This is why Superman works alone" or something?
Yeah.
If you like that scene, you'll like all the references in this scene because it's a reference to nothing that affects the movie afterwards.
Yeah.
People hate Ready Player One because it references a lot of stuff and they're like, oh, it's just blatant. They're just using these other properties to try and get more benefit out of the, like, to get people to watch Ready Player One. At least in Ready Player One, some of the references move the story along, but in this, it's just nothing. It's just... Oh, Rick and Morty's in this. Come watch this.
Yeah,
Rick and Morty. Or Harry Potter's in this.
Casablanca's in this. For those 80-year-olds that love Casablanca. Yeah, it was just a weird combination of of things.
The Grady does Matrix. Come watch the Grady do Matrix.
Yeah, because that's funny. Yeah. I don't know. Is this all that Warner Brothers has? I feel like there was more stuff they could have referenced. But like, if they were going to do references, if they're going to make a movie for like pure references, don't put them all in 10 minutes. Like, don't put them all in 10 minutes of your runtime and then just not have anything after that. And then just discount that by having all the people watching the basketball game be different characters. That just takes away from the game.
And also, in the background, you mentioned this, in the background, there's all the DC characters in the basketball game. They've got some weird additions. They've got, do you know the droids from Clockwork Orange? Why are they in the background? Like, who decided that Clockwork Orange would be a good idea? Apparently, like, there's these nuns in the background that are from this 1980s Warner Brothers movie about, like, I don't know, like, sadistic nuns or something. It's meant to be, like, a really...
Well, it's like a Clockwork Orange
movie.
It's like an unreleased movie or something, isn't it? Like, it's unreleased on home video or something.
Why are they in the background of this kid's movie?
It doesn't make sense. Like, it's not like the kids are going to be like, oh, look at those nuns. They're from that movie that we watched.
Yeah.
Unless you got really bad parents and for some reason
they unless you got messed up kids.
Yeah, there was some weird, like, there was It as well. Like, kids aren't going to watch It. Like, it's... I think I've got a list of all the different characters that we see. So Iron Giant, Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin, another cosplay version of Mr. Freeze.
And, right. And they've got multiple Jokers. They've got like the Joker, Heath Ledger Joker. They've got the really old Joker, the Adam West Joker. And then they've got the Jack Nicholson one.
Jack Nicholson, yeah. So King Kong was there sitting in the back. Pennywise, Frankenstein Jr., Space Ghost, The Mask. As well.
That's a very updated reference, hey? Everyone loves hearing about The Mask.
Yeah. Voldemort was there. Batman and Robin were there. And Wizard of Oz Monkeys, The Nun, and Penguin. I think they had a couple of versions of the Penguin, actually. They had
the Danny DeVito one. I saw that one.
Yeah, and I think there was the Adam West Penguin as well. I haven't even watched the Adam West Batman. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I don't even know it. Like, little kids are not going to get this.
If it was a better movie, I could forgive all that, but it's not. Like, the stuff around it isn't any better than that, just the blatant referencing stuff. So it's like, what's even the point?
The Flintstones were there. So there's this little sequence where, like, all the different characters come running into the basketball game and you see all these different characters.
Yep. But yeah. And it looks real trash as well. It doesn't look good.
Any other spoilers? I think the one joke you were talking about, which was actually pretty funny, was about Michael Jordan. So it's at halftime of the game and they're getting completely smashed in the game. And Sylvester, right? The cat. I don't even know.
Yeah, it is Sylvester.
Who's the big fluffy guy? I don't even know that
the
character.
The red dude?
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah. No. Don't know who he is.
Yeah, there's this big fluffy guy. But anyway, Sylvester, the cat, he's like, oh, I found Michael Jordan in the audience. And then there's this like whole scene where you see someone walking up and it's not Michael Jordan, it's Michael B. Jordan, which was pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. I enjoyed that scene. That was the only scene I enjoyed.
And I'm pretty sure Michael B. Jordan, I don't know if is he friends with LeBron? Maybe he is, but I know Ryan Coogler is an executive producer for this movie, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
I wouldn't be surprised. Michael B. Jordan's done an NBA game before. He like acted in an NBA game. So he's like a basketball fan. Porky Pig does a rap.
What
you think about that?
It was fine. Like, I didn't actively hate it.
Porky Pig did a rap and you said it was fine.
I didn't actively hate it. I mean, it was there. It exists. I think some people might love it.
In the basketball game.
Yeah.
He does, in the halftime show at the basketball game, he does a rap battle and he does a rap. And you didn't hate it.
Yeah, it was for style points.
You're not being harsh enough on this movie. This movie is trash.
It was for start. So they have these. It's not a normal basketball game because it's the game that his son created. So it's got all these other rules where you get.
It's basically NBA Jam. It's NBA Jam. Okay. Yeah.
So do you get extra
which is
points
like an old basketball game
and stuff?
Like you get extra points for like dunking over people and stuff like that.
So essentially, it's that, and then he gets extra points for winning a rap battle. You just gotta, like, the whole premise is pretty stupid. So I just went with it. I was like, yeah, Porky Pig. Yeah, whatever. It's all right. But I thought the game was okay. Like, the game once, so the first half they get completely slammed. But the second half, when they start becoming more loony, so LeBron's like, I should start having a bit more fun and let people be what they want to be rather than what I want them to be, which is like the message of the movie, I guess. So he lets the Looney Tunes do their thing and they end up coming back and winning.
So. Yeah, so the message for a kids movie made for kids is that their parents should let them be what they want to be.
Yeah, that's right. This movie is really made for the parents, but for some reason it appeals more to the kids.
Yeah.
Well, it appeals to no one because the kids won't get the references and the parents won't like the movie.
Essentially. There's other basketball players in this. There's Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson.
There's some female.
Who else was there?
WNBA players.
There's two WNBA players. I don't watch WNBA, so I don't know.
Do they play in the same team as
LeBron? Oh, yeah. There's Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis plays in the same team as LeBron.
Lakers, yeah.
The other two don't. Bugs Bunny dies. But who cares because he's alive?
Yeah, that didn't make sense. So there's this glitch in the game where if you do is that like LeBron's trademark move or something? Just go forward, backward.
Nah, it's just a move.
It's a move. And if you do that move, it crashes the whole game for some reason. The character that does that move gets wiped out. They're in the final play and then LeBron's like, I'm going to do the move because I'm not a video game character, so I'm not going to die. Bugs Bunny, for some reason, is like, no, I'm going to do it. And he does it. And then he dies. And then
yeah,
but then he's back anyway.
But then in like the next scene, he's like in the real world, which the implications of that are probably more dire. Like, how did you get out of the cyberverse into the real world?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah. I'm surprised LeBron isn't even surprised. He's like, wait, what are you doing here?
Yeah. How did you get here?
Yeah. He doesn't seem surprised at all at the end. He's like, oh, Bugs Bunny, yeah, you should definitely be in the real world, a fictional cartoon character just walking around in the real world. That's the other thing, like, they get sucked into this world. If I was in that position, I'd be, like, freaking out. Like, I'd be like, what is going on? LeBron and his son don't seem that fazed by it. Like, LeBron is a little bit. His son doesn't even care. He's like, oh, I'm in virtual reality. And even all the people, so there's a section where anyone that watches the game gets sucked into it as well. No one seems to, like, everyone's like, yeah, we're watching a game, but you don't know where you are. You're out of reality.
How did you get here? Yeah.
I guess there are higher stakes in this movie because everyone that gets sucked into the game, if LeBron's team loses, the Toon Squad loses, they get stuck in the game. I don't know what LG Rhythm was trying to achieve by doing this. Also, all the Looney Tunes get wiped out if they lose the game for no reason at all as well. I don't know what gain he gets from that, but okay. We didn't really talk about Don Cheadle, but...
He's trash in this. Well, he's not trash, but he's not good. He's not good in this. I like Don Cheadle. He's good in a lot of things, but not in this.
I think his character was not great as well. LG Rhythm.
Terrible name. It's an absolutely terrible name.
One stat. So apparently 2.1 million US households streamed the film on HBO Max in the opening weekend, which is one of the best totals for a Warner Bros. HBO Max release. Do you know which part of the US was the most watched city for this?
Los Angeles, probably.
No, it was Cleveland.
Oh, they still love him, do they? Even though he's left them twice.
Well, he started there, right? He's from Cleveland.
He got drafted there, then he left, went to Miami, then he came back there, and then he left and went to the Lakers.
The actual game doesn't start quite late in the movie. I think it starts at like an hour and a half into the movie or something. It's a long movie.
It's a very long movie. Yeah. For no reason. Like, there's no reason for it to be this long.
And the other funny part, I thought this was funny. So they go to this studio, they go to Warner Brothers to listen to this pitch, and LeBron takes his son with him for some reason. They take his son and they listen to this pitch about how they're going to scan LeBron into their servers and then they're going to put him in different movies. And then LeBron's like, that's the worst idea I've ever heard, like top five worst ideas. And it's like, yeah, it is. But then this movie is that idea, essentially.
But you did that in this movie. You can't say, like, I think they'll try to be meta with it, and like the 21 Jump Street style meta where they like, they do something, but then they reference it and be like, just do the same thing again. Like, if you've seen 22 Jump Street, it's basically the same movie as the first one, and they keep referencing it. They're like, just do the same thing you did in the previous movie, essentially. But it's funny when they do it in that. In this, you've just done what you've said you've done, and it's not good.
Yeah, and then his son is also there. And then they just end up having this what should be a pretty private conversation in a boardroom with all these other execs. They're like, there's this gaming camp next week and I'm going to go to it. And then LeBron's like, no, you're going to basketball camp. He's like, no, I don't want to go to basketball camp. I want to go to gaming camp. And then obviously the algorithm's
watching.
And then
they somehow end up in the elevator that takes them to what room's that? Like the room with all the systems in it?
Yeah, and then they get sucked into the server, which doesn't make any sense. The son wants to go to gaming camp, and then after all the events of the movie, the son's like, oh, I think I'll put gaming on hold for a bit, and I'll just focus on basketball. But then LeBron's like, well, you're going to gaming camp now. And he takes him to every camp.
It did go exactly like that, but yeah, essentially that's what it is. Whatever you want, I want you to do the opposite of that.
LeBron's happy, his son's happy, and it's a happy ending. And then
the only people that aren't happy is everyone that watched the movie.
And then apparently Bugs Bunny and all the Looney Tunes are out in the real world. So do you think they'll make a sequel to this?
I hope not. I seriously hope not. I don't ever want to think about or watch this movie ever again.
You had a really traumatic experience with this movie. It's not that bad. It's not good.
It is that bad. It is that bad.
But I think if you watch this with friends, there's stuff in there you can trash a bit. You can have a good time.
Maybe. But it's certainly not a good movie by any standard. There's not many redeeming values. Like I said, the only redeeming thing is Michael B. Jordan's cameo. That's it.
Do you think they should have had another cameo in here, like a Bill Murray style cameo where he ends up playing? Or do you think they should have actually got Michael Jordan?
That would have been cool. Yeah, that would have been cool if they got Michael Jordan. I don't know if there's many things they could have done to actually save this movie. I think there's too many things going negative for it. They would have had to change the whole movie for it to be better. So I don't think adding another cameo would have helped it at all.
Oh, we did talk about Lola Bunny. So Lola Bunny is in a Wonder Woman comic, I think, in this. Yeah, so she's trained to become an Amazonian or something. Wonder Woman's in it. It's not Gal Gadot Wonder Woman. It was apparently voiced by Rosario Dawson. I thought that was okay. It was all right. I thought the animation was actually... I would actually watch some of that animation. The one they had in the Wonder Woman sequence. Even the DC one they had, it was more like a Batman the Brave and the Bold style of animation in that section.
That a couple of different animation styles.
Some of those references were okay, but again, they were just too quick and all bunched up together. Bit of trivia. Another director that left this movie before it even started was Justin Lin. So he left the movie to direct F9 and F10. Do you think he made a good decision?
Better movies than this.
Okay. In 2014, LeBron was quoted as saying, I've always loved Space Jam. It's one of my favorite movies growing up. If I have the opportunity, it will be great. Further rumors are that James or Kevin Durant might also star as the new Monstars, but were eventually denied as LeBron commented that the Monstars wouldn't return, thus concluding that the film is a standalone sequel rather than a direct sequel. So the Monstars are actually in this, watching the game, aren't
they? And for some reason, they're disappointed when LeBron wins.
Yes.
But why? They're going to get deleted if he wins, if he loses.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Maybe they're just against humans.
Yeah, so they would rather kill themselves than have LeBron win.
Marvin the Martian is in this. So he was the referee in the first Space Jam. He's not even a team in this one, but his spaceship is numbered A113, which is a reference to the classrooms at the California Institute of Arts, which most of the animators for this movie came from. So that's not just a reference in this movie, but it's a reference in a lot of Pixar movies as well, because a lot of the Pixar animators also come from that institute. Rick and Morty are in this. Apparently, it's the first time they've ever been in a theatrical movie. They're in it for like 5 seconds, literally. So if you're a Rick and Morty fan, don't go out and watch this movie just for that. It's not worth it. I think you tempered my expectations. So I was going in thinking that this was real trash, but it's trash, but it's... I've seen worse.
You also didn't watch this in the theater.
Yes, I watched it streaming, so maybe that also contributed to me feeling that it wasn't
You didn't bad. Spend $17.50 to watch this trash.
And I also didn't have a guy sitting behind me saying, this is trash in the movie.
The theater was full. The theater was full when I went to watch it, and not one person enjoyed the movie.
It's doing well. So it beat Black Widow. So it released the week after Black Widow, and it made more money than Black Widow in the second week, plus all the HBO Max viewers. So it's actually done relatively well, but it is a high budget movie. So 150 million is like pretty big. So it's probably not going to make all of that back. And apparently LeBron has a pretty good following in China, from what I've heard. So maybe it'll do well in China.
Well, my advice would be to stick to the basketball, LeBron.
How long do basketball players play for? Like, when do they usually retire? In their 40s?
Yeah, that would be pretty late, I would think.
But he's still pretty good, right?
He's good, yeah. He'll play for a couple more years. Maybe two more years.
So maybe he'll play till he's 40 and you'll get the father-son combination.
I think he might retire after that. Who knows?
If they were to make a Space Jam with another sport, who would they get? So if they did it with soccer.
Cristiano Ronaldo would have to be.
Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi?
They do this based off how many social media followers they have. So, well, Virat Kohli has the most social media followers, but no one's going to watch a cricket jam.
I'd watch it, but yeah.
I think Tom Brady's up there. They could do football jam.
Tennis, they could do like a...
like a Serena Williams.
You could do a Serena Williams. Yeah, yeah.
People would probably watch that.
Or a Federer.
I think they would want to get an American. They would want to get an American in because it's like it's like an American property. So they would go for like a Serena Williams, a Tom Brady, someone good at ice hockey. I don't know who plays ice hockey.
And I guess it would have to be a team sport. You wouldn't really get a tennis.
No, it wouldn't work. So like a baseball player. We don't watch baseball either, so we don't know anyone. Or ice hockey or soccer. Or they could use like the women's soccer team's quite popular in America, so they could get one of those girls. Megan, I don't know how to say her name, Megan Rapinoe or something.
I don't know anything about women's football, so yeah. But if they do a cricket jam and they get Virat Kohli, it's going to go gangbusters in India at least.
Yeah. They would probably do it as a Bollywood movie in India. It would have like songs and stuff in it. Anushka Sharma would be in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But which cartoon characters would they get?
I don't know, Chota Bheem or something.
Because if they do a cricket jab, it wouldn't do well in America, obviously, but it would do well in all the cricket-playing nations, like India, Australia, UK.
I think if they do it, it would have to be an American-based sport or property. But anyway, I don't want to see any of it. I don't. Hopefully it's a one and done.
Yeah, we'll see if there's talks of any. I don't think there was any talks of sequels. I think it was meant to be a one and done. And maybe they'll do spin-offs later. But yeah, I think it was meant to be one and done. I wouldn't mind that Keanu Reeves thing though. High School Jam. That actually sounds all right. We'd like to hear your thoughts on Space Jam. I think some people might like this. You'd be surprised.
No one I went with liked it.
If you do have some thoughts on Space Jam, how do you contact us?
So you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or just search our name on all platforms.
So I'll put the links to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram in the description below, and you can follow us on all of those platforms. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a good review on iTunes or any of your podcast streaming platforms. So the best way to make us more discoverable is to give us more reviews on iTunes, because that's how the engine works. If you want to further support us, I will also leave a link to Buy Me a Coffee down below, and you can give us a one-off donation, which we'll use to further develop the podcast. Okay, another episode done. We finally got to that cognitive regression, the first of the year.
I told you it would be this one.
So next week, if we can go to the cinema, we'll be watching Snake Eyes and also Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise is also on Disney Plus, so either way, we'll watch that. If we can't go to the cinema, we'll have to fork out the dollars to watch this on premium access.
Apparently Snake Eyes is not good.
Ah, okay. So it's going to be two weeks in a row, is it, of regressions, potentially?
I watched all the previous G.I. Joes in preparation for it for some reason, so.
I was going to watch the first two as well. Is it worth the rewatch?
We might not even get to watch Snake Eyes, so yeah, probably not.
We'll see, because if we don't watch it next week, I don't know if we'll get a chance to watch it, because the week after is Suicide Squad, so obviously that will take precedence, and then I think we've got another movie the week after that. I'll have to check.
So we might just need to skip good old Snake Eyes.
But we'll see. We'll see if we can fit it in next week. I think that's all we had. Anything else? Any last words you want to say about Space Jam?
Nah, never talking about it again.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you're all staying safe. We'll see you all next week for either Snake Eyes or Jungle Cruise. See you later.
See ya.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.